train sound in the background.
We probably will. Okay. I'm Wee Dave. I'm here at the London Festival of the Art of Japanese Bondage with the famous, the infamous, the very sadistic and inventive Scott Smith.
Why, thank you.
Hi, this is your first London experience, London Festival experience?
It is. It's actually my first London experience, period.
Mm-hmm. How are you finding it?
I love it, actually. I'm really finding it interesting. My background is, first of all, is synthetics, because I come out of rope rescue and out of that side of things, but I'm really enjoying it. It's fabulous to see the amount of camaraderie that goes on within the group, and I really like the very just helping each other, that almost next to the campfire kind of aesthetic to it, where people next to each other are just reaching over and saying, you know, hey, try this, and it's a very welcome environment. I really enjoy it.
Cool. How are you finding it compared to events in America? I mean, my experience of events in America is very limited. Mostly it's things like Bound in Boston and ShibariCon, which are primarily teaching events with the occasional show, whereas this is more of a festival which is primarily about the shows with the occasional teaching thing around it.
I certainly would agree with that, is that this has significantly more performances. I mean, the entire evening is taken out, is utilized for performances. So from a, you know, from an aesthetic or a standpoint, I would say, you know, obviously this has more performances. From a, there's such a smattering in the States of different events focused on different things that, yeah, I would certainly say, like, for instance, ShibariCon would be closer to this end of the spectrum as opposed to another event somewhere else that is for instance, Thunder in the Mountains, I enjoy. It's a fabulous event, but it doesn't have the same emphasis, and different events have different emphasis. And that's with the particular techniques that are being examined and the way at which, you know, each person looks at this type of thing. Obviously, then, on top of that, this has the performance aspect, which ShibariCon has a bit of, some other events have a bit of. But I've really been enjoying the performances. It's fun. And by the way, I'll say that I really enjoyed You and Clover. That was fabulous.
You don't have to say that.
Well, no, honestly, it's really fun to see folks who connect, because for me personally, rope is a tool. I will fully admit that rope for me is a tool. It is one of those things that goes into the bag that I like to be able to pick out and use as a method of creating connection. I have no intrinsic loyalty to rope unto itself. I have an amazing amount of respect for rope, in the sense that, you know, I've done rescue and there's something, you've got to kind of respect something that's half an inch in diameter and your entire existence relies on, because it's either that thing or it's those nasty little fuzzy things way down below you that are 200-foot fir trees.
Yeah.
So
I think there's quite a few rope bottoms feel the same way about the 6 millimeters of jute that is standing between them and the fall directly onto the tops of their heads.
Exactly.
Yeah. Has it shown you anything different to what you were expecting? Has it brought anything new to you?
I really tried to come into this one with a very open experience of not having an expectation, because I didn't want to put that onto the event. And I actually, sometimes I succeed at that, and sometimes I don't succeed at that. And on this particular case, I felt like I pretty much succeeded at that. It was really fun. And I think part of that is, honestly, for me, is that because it's in London, I haven't been to London before, so it makes it a bit easier. If I was going someplace that was familiar to me, I would have expectations.
It's separated from a familiar surrounding.
Exactly, exactly. Since the entire thing is relatively unfamiliar, and honestly, this is also one of the events, it's one of the few events in the last, say, 20 years where I wasn't presenting. So I actually get to sit back and watch, you know, and which is really fun. And see how people interact and do different things. And I really like that. I really love seeing the kind of magic that comes from the way different people connect. And it doesn't really... Okay, so this is another difference in that, for me, the aesthetic of the rope is less important than the purpose and the intent. Now, within certain parameters, I mean, it has to be reasonably safe, whatever that is defined for those two people. But beyond the basics of reasonable safety, it's about purpose, and it's about what does it do for the two people. And watching some of the people, I just watched somebody tie a teddy bear with a gas mask on to a girl, and it was bloody fabulous, you know? It was really bloody fabulous. And so I loved that. I really loved that.
We're about halfway through the festival, and one thing I've noticed is that every performance has had a really distinctly different personality. I don't know what you've mostly noticed about the performances. Have you been surprised by the variety? That a lot of people have been pulling a lot of the same moves, but the shows have all been very different, and they've all been very different with each person. Everybody, I think, has stood out as being very distinct, even if some of the routines they've done have contained a lot of the same elements.
I would certainly concur with that. I'm going to speak to my ignorance regarding the shibari forms, especially the terminology around that, but I can recognize a TK, and so I've been seeing a lot of TKs. But then, for instance, you see things like, for instance, that the gentleman from Russia last night, where she turned him into a pretzel, and it's interesting to see a gentleman who is, I don't know, 6'2", I'm guessing, you know, not sure, where he was completely, and then tied up, and I apologize, I'm losing the term here, the really bendy folks.
Contortionist.
Exactly. Truly a contortionist.
I think that show was extraordinary also because of the fact that in most shows, at least apparently, the rigger is in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And they are tying up the model.
Right.
In this case, the model is in charge, and the rigger is doing what the model wants to be able to perform that show.
Exactly.
I think that show particularly stood out because it was so the opposite of expectation. It was so much the opposite of the normal, what you perceive as normal practice.
It was almost like he was an aerialist.
Yes, very much so.
You know, as compared to some of the other ones where, and I would agree with you, is where she was facilitating his ability, and because of his amazing flexibility, it was quite incredible. I love the, you know, the different nature. There was the very playful one last night with Jack the Whipper and his girl, and that was fabulous. And then, just the full spectrum from the sensual to the sort of sadistic to the slapstick to a bit of Benny Hill thrown in there, and I really enjoy that. I love that people can take different components that are, let me rephrase, components that are fundamentally the same, and put them together in such different ways. Bloody fabulous.
I think that's what I was kind of really badly trying to say, is that, you know, it's, you can almost like give each of these people a kit of moves, like these are the compulsories.
Mm-hmm.
You're
exactly.
Going to have to do all these moves, and everybody will put them together to come out with something different.
Mm-hmm.
And, so much of that is personality based.
Very much so. And the different dynamics between the bottoms, like some of them are very cheeky with each other, and some of them are more, I'll say serene, for lack of a better term. I love that. Yeah. I love that mix, you know. Seeing Zamil with his bottom, where she was definitely, there was a cheekiness, and then there was
the burlesque and the dancing and the stripping.
Absolutely, and that one bottom, and you, maybe you can remind me which one this was, but it was a the top went to throw a foot loop, And she basically got away from him, and all of a sudden she's at the other end of the stage.
Yeah, Zahara.
Yeah.
And she's on tippy toes at the end of the suspension line.
Exactly. It's like she can't go very far, but she's going to be at the other end of the stage.
She went as far as she could, yes.
She went as far as she could. And I really enjoy that. I really enjoy it. I mean, it was just obvious that there was a connection between these folks. And
yes.
it was a dance, and a very interactive and fun-loving...
They are a fun couple, anyway, and they are fun people. And you see Jackie...
Exactly.
Which won't come across on the interview, but you get what I mean.
Right, absolutely.
Okay. Is there anything that you thought you were going to see here, but that you haven't? Well, I know you said you try to put away all the preconceptions and the expectations, but is there something like, I'm surprised I haven't seen?
I can't say that there is, really. I'm trying to, you know, bang around the brain cells a bit and come up with something, but I really can't think of anything. I think the thing that I was most curious about, so I can't say I wasn't expecting to see this, but I think the thing I was the most curious about is how were people going to interact?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the tone of the interactions? And what I found was this amazingly wonderful degree of camaraderie where there are very few chairs in the room, and people are sitting down, and they're trying these, and as you have someone that they're talking, you know, there's rope's coming out, and people are just naturally doing rope, and people are leaning over and whispering to each other about what's going on, and there's just that environment of sharing that I really enjoy, and so. That's what I was curious how that was going to be, and I'm just really quite pleased that this is what it is, as opposed to a more strict didactic, where you're sitting in the chair and you have your desk and you're taking your notes and that type of thing.
Yeah, it's very freestyle. You're quite famous, well, justifiably famous, for some of your sadistic ideas and especially your predicament stuff. There's been quite a lot of sadism in the event so far, but it's all been done through one medium. Is there anything that's surprised you about that, or that the kind of degree of sadism and practices and how far and close to the edge some of the people have been with their rope shows?
Anything that surprised me? I'm not sure that there has, and that I want to be clear that doesn't speak to the degree of creativity. It's been a bit wondrous, and I'm just going to go back to that connection part of watching how different people connect. And so, I mean, for instance, the one that actually has surprised me to some degree the most was the gentleman from Russia. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason is he was just such a contortionist. And so, I mean, I look at myself and I'm built sort of like a fire plug. And so, you know, for me to get into that position would require surgery.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if I project myself into some of these scenarios and think about them and whatever, I look at that and I go, that is really incredibly sadistic. But then on the other hand, of course, it really did seem like he was sort of quite naturally adept at hanging from one ankle for however long it was, which was quite a while.
There's kind of an idea I've been having. That there's kind of a specialized sort of masochist, which is the rope masochist.
He certainly
isn't generally a masochist, but you look at what we do with them in rope, and you go, you think that they ought to be a masochist, given the pain and the pressure that they're enduring, but they will absolutely swear that they're not masochists, because they don't like it outside of rope.
And I'm just wondering if you've seen that before, or would you agree that that was a reasonable idea? That there seems, I think, perhaps it's impressed itself on me because there's so much of it concentrated together at this festival.
I would absolutely agree with that. For me personally, denotation versus connotation standpoint, I don't know that I'd put them into the masochist category per se, maybe into the masochism. And I know that I'm splitting hairs here, but it's a bit like a long distance runner. Mm. I don't know that I would call a long distance runner a masochist, but they can do things that are masochistic.
Yeah.
And
like a golfer.
Say again?
Like a golfer.
Yes, exactly.
The loneliness of the long-distance golfer.
Exactly. Chasing a little ball in here with a stick. Yes, exactly. So that's where I would go with that one, in that I definitely think there are people who, when they get the scent of the rope, when they get the feel of the rope, when they feel those twisted lines going over their skin, they're just gone. They are in the moment. They are hitting their stride. They know how to breathe. It's very much like, in my opinion, very much like an athlete, where they hit that stride, and you can watch them. You can watch them increase the efficiency of their entire physiological systems, where their economy of motion becomes better. They go from, it's a bit like watching a martial artist. I had an amazing martial arts instructor a while ago who was this rather old Japanese gentleman, and he would come in and he would set down his tools, and then he was like Yoda. All of a sudden he was flying and moving with lightning speed and efficiency of motion and pummeling me, even though at the time I was in the best shape of my life. And he was in his 70s. And I didn't even know what hit me half the time. So it's that kind of thing where I see them going into that economy of motion, and they breathe and they connect and they look for cues. I love watching how they look for cues and how they connect, you know, the eye-to-eye connection with the rigger. I love watching that. And that's a very fabulous...
I find the road bottoms are just a bag full of triggers.
Yes.
Once you know what they are, especially the ones who are into this style with a natural rope, because the sound of it, the touch of it, the smell of it, all trigger sense memories and set them off down the road, and you can find the buttons and push them all.
Exactly.
The number of vanilla and otherwise people working bastards appeared to be a leather man in half snake skin riding a pedal bicycle.
Yes, it's true.
Covered with chrome ornaments.
It's quite decorative, wasn't it?
May have to edit this interview very slightly for that, or we may leave it in just for color.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we're halfway through the festival. There's more to come, and I hope you enjoy the rest of it.
I'm looking forward to it, honestly. And really bloody fabulous.
Scott Smith, thank you so much for sparing the time.
Oh, most certainly. Thank you.